With that, are any joys, concerns, and praises you might have this morning? Everything good? Oh, hallelujah. April, you're April. Oh, no, you're Sandra. I got you right here on this
list. I thought you had a list.
I do.
I will be flying, and it's been several years since I've flown, on Thursday to go to my reunion, family reunion.
In West Virginia? In West Virginia?
I'm flying into Cleveland to stay with my cousin, and we're driving to Pennsylvania.
Oh, cool.
But we're going to stop in West Virginia and see my brother and my sister.
So you're originally from Pennsylvania, or is that where you went to school?
I'm originally from West Virginia, but my family, from my mom and my dad, are both from Pennsylvania.
Well,
I've got relatives.
Yeah.
Dad is all over the country.
Well, you be safe, because not only be safe, but have a lot of patience. But flying these days is not fun. It used to be fun for me, but it's not anymore. So just have a little bit of patience, and you'll be safe and sound, and you'll get there, and you'll have a good time, and you'll come back home. Anybody else this morning? Judy.
My youngest brother was supposed to have heart surgery this week, and then put it off because he had several things he had to get done. And so he was scheduled to have it Monday, but now he has the shingles. So I can't do anything until he puts it up. But he's going to have some real serious surgery. It's going to be about a 6-hour thing. They both told us he may make it off the table, he may not. So.
Thank you. Hear our prayer. And keep Phil in prayer, too. He bruised his shoulder. I should notice he's got a sling there. And good news is you don't need surgery, right? But you got to give it time to heal. That's that patient thing.
That's bad enough.
Will you go and do the job?
No, he can't.
He's
doing
his other hand. Miss Linda.
Intended to keep my family in prayer.
Yes.
And Dave and I will be leaving Saturday. We're going to Crestview, and what family we have left, we're getting together for a little family get together. We'll be back Monday. We'll just take on Tuesday.
Yeah, last Sunday they had a celebration of life for her sister Judy, who passed away from the result of a one-car accident a month or so ago now, I guess. But she's safely home with the Lord now. No more pain, no more tears, no more suffering. And we have the promised hope of being together again someday. And somebody told me once when I was grieving over a family member, they just in the next room waiting for you. And they give me some peace, because that's exactly what happened. Because someday, whether it's an accident or natural causes, unless the Lord comes for us, why, we're going to experience that same thing. So we're looking forward to the heavenly home. Hallelujah. Anybody else?
I just want to thank the ones that came last Sunday.
Oh, yeah. It was great. Yes, sir.
I just traveling nurses for my son and family. He's traveling up from South Florida to get gained.
Yeah.
And all the other folks that we're traveling.
Okay, good. Thank you. Unspoken are important too, because God hears them, He knows them. Not every time we verbalize, He hears those too, but He always hears the ones that's in our hearts. So we come into a prayer of agreement with them for those.